the eye.
Oh, really?
But I don't know.
Really?
I think he would like that, but in that way he would be helping people, mm-hmm. you see.
I thought about that myself.
He just lives to do things for other people. That's why he likes this job so much. I mentioned to him about running for this tax assessor's job, and he said, Mother, what would I do with my men? All of my men up at the jail, if they had been so good to me, what would become of them? Uh-huh. And see, he thinks about the other person, yeah. Rather than himself, always.
He seemed like...
He puts other nice people, he's the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
My dad and his daddy both came from poor families, and we've just been fortunate, you know, in being able to raise him and give him every advantage that, you know, that he, and even though his daddy did die when he was just 17, but he's just been a very, very lucky person.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's... He just likes to help people. Now, he's just done so much for that jail down there. He's probably, you know, we have, I don't know if where you came from. What is Athens College?
Well, I'm from Atlanta.
You're from Atlanta, but don't you go to Athens College?
No, I go to Emory.
Emory.
Yeah.
He said he thought, well, that's in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I don't know if you all have this out of Alabama, where they have this work release programs from the jail, let the people out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of, most all of the counties in Alabama have it, but his is really the only real successful one.
Really?
In Jefferson County in Birmingham, it's not successful at all. And it's just working out beautifully down here. He has sent six 20-year-old boys who just it was their first. Of course, it's just the ones that get from two years.
Mm-hmm.
Their first offense, you see,
okay.
The only ones that can get on this program. If you get over 2 years, you're not eligible for this work release program, but the ones that get under 2 years, they all belong to it. And he has sent them to high school. There's about five.
Really?
That he has sent to high school in Demopolis out of his pocket. Of course, they didn't like much finishing. It wasn't much. They have a special school, the preachers have worked with them, and we have about six from down there that he lets out every Sunday, and they come to our church.
Oh, wow. That's
and
really
it's just,
good.
It's, it is. He's just working, and he's trying to raise money now. Well, all the jails, all the people, every county and every state is trying to enlarge their jails. You know what a problem we're having with our prison.
Mm-hmm.
And his is running over.
Mm-hmm.
It's overfilled. He has six, I think, sleeping on the floor.
Yeah, they have that.
And it's
problem.
Been like that. And they have that problem, I think, everywhere. And he wants a chapel.
Mm-hmm.
He is the only one in the state of Alabama that has asked for a chapel to be built in the jail.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Wow. That's
but
exciting.
He does. He wants a. He said he would just be the happiest thing in the world if he could keep it long enough to see. But I don't think they will. I don't think the money will ever be appropriated.
Mm-hmm.
I really
That'd
don't.
Be
because
idea.
It was turned down the last time he met with the legislature. It was turned down.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, there's just no money, you know, for it.
Yeah.
And I don't know when they'll ever enlarge jails, there's no money.
Yeah.